You're listening to the Copywriter On Call podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Gillis, copywriter, word magic maker, and owner of What Sarah Said. On this podcast, you'll feel empowered to show up online in a way that has you saying, "That's so me." Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of the Copywriter On Call podcast. I am your host, Sarah Gillis, and I am clocking in on call hours solo today to share a few simple ways that I've made it easy to gather client reviews. Now, all of the tips that I'm sharing in today's episode aren't groundbreaking or revolutionary, but they've really helped me to connect with my clients and request feedback on what it's like to work with me, and to do so in a really easy way. So let's get into it. My first tip for you is to add a testimonial request to your offboarding email workflow. If we've ever worked together before, either through my Done For You website copywriting services or my Done With You services, including my website copy course for photographers or my Voxer coaching days, you've likely received an offboarding email from me that reads a little something like this. Hi, client name. I'm popping into your inbox today with a metaphorical houseplant to say thank you, friend. It was wonderful to assist you with your business during your project. Here are a few reminders for you. And at this point, I remind the client of my timeline for sending deliverables or where they can find their copy documents. Typically, I share a client resource as well, maybe a guide to how to place copy on your website. Then here's the good part. I say, if you have any feedback to share with me about your experience working with me, I'd love to hear from you. Please leave a Google review here. And I link directly to where you can submit a review on my Google business profile. Then I say this, have an extra minute? Please leave any additional comments here. And I link them to another form, this time on my website, so that I can continue to refine my services and add more clientele to the What Sarah Said family. Many thanks for your partnership. XO Sarah. Now, here's what works about sending an email and linking out to a testimonial form like this. This email is consistent across all of my service lines. So this means that I'm asking the same questions to all of my clients. In addition, I automate this email through my CRM. I use Honeybook, and this email sends after my client's copywriting project has ended. So Honeybook takes care of that timing for me, and it makes sure that all of my Done For You and my Done With You clients are receiving this exact email at the exact same juncture in their client experience. The second thing here that's really valuable is that it's straightforward enough to be skimmed, and it includes links to everything the client needs to leave a review, whether it's on Google, via my testimonial form on my website, or both. Third, it prioritizes the Google review as my main priority request. I'm all about making friends with Google, which is why I spend time and money on things like SEO, blogging, keyword research, and more. Google reviews help me to boost my visibility across the internet, and it also helps me to show up higher on search engine results pages or SERPs. And that's an important thing for me at this growth and scale stage in my business. Here's my next tip. I ask insightful questions on my testimonial form on my website, but I keep it short. This is key. So after a lot of research, I ended up implementing a few ideas that I've gleaned from testimonial forms I've completed myself after working with others. Also, have incorporated a couple from the Story Brand framework. Now, if you haven't yet read Building a Story Brand by Donald Miller, you are missing out. There is a reason this book is called the Branding Bible. So for me, it was important that my testimonial form questions really emphasized the before and the after of working with my business, okay? I wanted to be able to showcase the transformation that was possible when clients have personality-packed SEO copy on their website and when that copy feels like them. And so asking questions like, what was your biggest challenge before working with me? And what changed after working with me? Those two questions are key to understanding that client experience, but also that transformation. The other thing that I really do think helps my clients to complete my testimonial form questions, I only ask 4 questions. Okay, that's it. I really want to respect my clients' time, and I want to make it as easy as possible for them to share their experience with me.
If what's being shared in this episode is inspiring you to bring more of your personality into how you show up online, I've got a quiz for you. Head over to whatsarahsaid.com/quiz and discover your brand voice type so that you can feel confident in standing out through your words. This quiz will help you uncover the brand voice that's already within you, so your words can finally have you and your dream clients saying, "That's so me." Knowing your brand voice type means you'll have full permission to ditch the proper and polite copy if your authentic voice is actually quirky and fun. Your brand voice is what I call word magic, because honing it creates literal magic for you and your dream clients. Plus, after your brand voice type is revealed, you'll get access to 5 free social media prompts to help you share your voice right away. So what are you waiting for? Take this fun quiz now at whatsarahsaid.com/quiz.
All right, I've already spilled the details on my top 2 tips. Here is tip number 3. Make a plan to regularly request testimonials for all of your offers. So every year in my business, I email my list periodically throughout the year to request testimonials. There are segments that I've built out in my email list, and one of those segments is current and past clients. And 1 or 2 times a year, I send out targeted emails to those clients, and I request an update on how their copy is feeling. This helps me to gauge whether or not they might need ongoing services or a quick polish. But it also helps me to see how their copy is feeling for them over time, how their copy is performing, and what kind of tweaks or things they've noticed since we last chatted about their project. It's common for me, especially at these junctures, to offer incentives for my clients to stop in again on my website or hit reply to share their feedback. Of course, they've all gotten that initial feedback request, but this is more of a, okay, some time has passed. How are you feeling? One of the incentives that I really loved that I did last year is I compiled a box of my favorite things, and anyone who left a review for me during a certain time frame last year was eligible to win this box. And it was a really fun promotion, both for me and my clients, because I love spoiling my clients and showing that appreciation. I also have strategies in place to request feedback on my more time-sensitive offerings, like my membership, the content huddle, and my website copy course for photographers, Words That Click. So currently, the content huddle only opens for enrollment twice a year, in March and in August. And so a couple weeks ahead of those doors opening, it's customary for me to email my members a few weeks ahead of time to request feedback that I can then share on social media. Similarly, after I completed the live launch of Words That Click, my website copy course for photographers earlier this year, I emailed my students inside the course to ask for their feedback as well. Here's my last tip for making client reviews easy to collect. Accept feedback from your clients in multiple ways and via multiple channels. Now, this last tip is key, and it's something that my own coach reminded me of recently. While we would love our clients to take all of the steps and do all of the things when it comes to sharing their experience of working with us, the fact is this: our clients are pressed for time, and so are we as business owners. So in addition to making it easy for my clients to leave reviews by giving them a direct link to my Google business profile or giving them a link to submit a form on my website, but giving it in a way that it's in a skimmable, easy to read email, it's important to also remember that email is not necessarily everyone's preferred method of communication. So a few weeks ago, I was preparing for a flash sale on my course, Words That Click, to celebrate moving this course to evergreen, meaning that it will always be available for purchase versus launching it only a few times a year. I wanted a few fresh testimonials from my students, and despite sending a couple emails asking for that, I heard crickets. And so I asked my coach for her feedback, and she said, how can you make it easier for your students to give you feedback? I thought about it, and I came up with a strategy that worked for me, and it might work for you too. So here's what I did. I sent DMs to my students on Instagram, and I asked them to either voice text or type a message reply back to me right inside Instagram that shared their thoughts. If they chose a voice text, I took on the transcription process myself. Okay, these are short messages, right? They're not intense. And I sent back the transcribed version for their approval. If they shared a typed review, I simply screenshotted it and shared it in my Instagram stories during my flash sale. I also sent Voxer messages to a few students and gave them the same options, either voice text me or type a message reply to me right within the Voxer app. This really worked well, okay? I had a handful of fresh reviews that I could use to market my flash sale, and my clients didn't have to wait until they were sitting at their computer in email mode to share their feedback with me. So it really was a win-win. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Copywriter On Call podcast. If this episode resonated with you, I would love if you take a screenshot of this episode and post it to your Instagram stories so that more business owners like you can be inspired to make it easy for their clients to sing their praises. As a special bonus, I've included my offboarding email swipe file template in the show notes for this episode. You can find that template at whatsarahsaid.com/blog. Until next time, this is your Copywriter On Call, signing off.
Thanks for listening to the Copywriter On Call podcast. If this episode has you feeling all sorts of inspired to show up as yourself online, click that subscribe button so you don't miss my stories or practical advice to help you express your quirky, vulnerable, and authentic self online. Chat soon.